But the Marv Lifkakei, so what, even if you brought new food with it, but it has Kedushas Maisa Shani, why can't it be called as new money, new food? So I said the plan we learned. Halakeach Bekes of Maisa, food that you bought with the money of Maisa Shani. That means first you redeemed the payers into money, with that money you brought more food, and now that food became Tomei Shnitma. So Yifter, Tanakama says still you could redeem it. Where it says, Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomi you cover. No, it doesn't have that much Kedusha, you have to bury it. But you know, if that's the case, Yerachi, not Yeridachas. What do you have to say? We're talking about this Maisa Sheni. Came from an Yeridachas. I feel the Yamanami. Any Maisa Sheni that became Tomei has the same Malacha. That it's Lekuach. If with the money you redeemed Maisa Sheni, you bought Paris and they became Tomei, they're always Yerkavu. So what do you have to say Yeridachas for? That can be the Pshat here. Everything more says Maskon is the Yerlon Betor. We're talking about Maisa Sheni, that's Tor. Okay, going the north on the Chitzos. Again, this was Maisa Sheni that started out in Tel Aviv. And now they brought it up to Yerushalayim. So the question is, now when they become Yeridachas Tel Aviv, the Churet, it should be burnt. The Teretz is that the it says you have to bury it. It is Asa Banor. The question was, it was brought into Yerushalayim, why is it Asa Banor? And Yerushalayim, the Mechitzas are called it, that anything that came into Yerushalayim remains with the Heter. So the answer is, we're talking about now where the walls fell down of Yerushalayim. Of where the north of Mechitzas, who could have rover? The Yomar rover, Mechitzas lechod Yeraisa. That's it, there's a loch, you could eat my shen inside Yerushalayim, it's only when you have the walls. That's the Yeraisa. If the walls fall down, you cannot eat my shen in Yerushalayim. But Liklai, that we say, any time it came into Yerushalayim, it saves it, that the Issa is not Chal, that's only the Rabbanah, it's only the Rabbanah, the Galocha. The Chigaz Rabbanah, when the Rabbanah said it's a Locha, he is now the Mechitzas, when the walls are standing. But he is now the Mechitzas lie, when the walls fell down, then the Rabbanah did not put their Issa to take the Maisa Sheni out. So the Maisa, this is Maisa Sheni belonging to somebody in the Yeridachas, and it's Tikpoitz, it could be brought into that city, so therefore, really it's also Banor, really it should be brought there to be burnt. But since it's Maisa Sheni that has some Kedusha, therefore the Mishnah says Yignois. It's only talking about here where it was brought up to Yerushalayim. But it could be if the Maisa Sheni was outside in Tel Aviv the whole time, that's Rav Chisda's Halacha, that everybody agrees, Maisa Sheni that's outside Yerushalayim is called Mamon Gavoya. If it's Mamon Gavoya, it would not be Chal the Yisra of Yeridachas. You would not have to bury it. Then our Mishnah says also, Kisvei Kodesh Yigenzu. Anybody that owns a Sefer Torah or a Chumash in Yeridachas, so if it's owned privately, really it should be burnt. It's Chal Nisra Amor, just as the Kedusha Shabbai, we only bury it. Masnissim like a blazer. Mishnah's not like a blazer. The Tanya, blazer Aymer. His sheet to was, there was never in Yeridachas. Why? We have before, he says, call ear any city. Sheyesh pa afilu mezuzachas. If there's even one mezuz in a city, ain't enough Yeridachas. We do not burn that city. Shemim the Pesach says, v'sarafta beshes ear, v'yaskol shlola, chlil, you have to burn down the whole city. Now, v'heichad yikim mezuzah, if there's one mezuzah in the city, or any kisvei kodesh, any chumash, any kedusha there, anything that has Hashem's name on it, lo yefshar, we're not allowed to burn it. The Sivit says, lo yisasun ken Hashem lokechem. Pesach before says, any avodah zarah, burn. Pesach says, but lo yisasun, do not do it to Hashem. You're not allowed to burn Hashem's name. So if there's one mezuzah in the city, you cannot burn it. Therefore, he said holds that saves the whole city. So our Mishnah that says, even though this Kisvei Kodesh in a city, it is an Yeridachas. And really it should be burnt. Just the Torah of Kedusha Shabbat, you only bury it. So the Kisvei Mishnah is not like Rebbe Lezer. Kisvei
Kodesh
then. Okay, right. Ena Nivnes, so it's, where's this here? Shimon Ayma. Omar Kodesh Baruch, as Baruch said, in the end of the Mishnah was, if Shimon said, well, there was a machlokes in the Mishnah that this Yeridachas, when it's burnt down, later when you build it up, we had a machlokes, can you build it up to make Ginus or Pardesis? If Yosef Glila says, you're allowed to, if Kiva says, no, if Yosef Glila said you can't build it up at all, not even make Ginus or Pardesis. If Kiva says, Ginus or Pardesis, you're allowed to. So Noah says, what's the machlokes? Lema, let's say, that the Rabbavan Omer Beloi Kimifugi. The Omer Rabbavan Omer Beloi, Komokim Shatim Moiti Klau. Wherever you find the Klau Biese, with a Mitzvah Sese. Like here it says, the Hoysel Tel Olam, let it be forever destroyed. That's an essay. O Prat Beloi Kasei. Then the Prat says, Lo Siboni Oid. But that's a love. So he holds, Ein Dona Noisa Beklau Prat. You do not make this into a Klau Prat. a regular klal prat, it says b'hoistah tel oila mashma should stay destroyed completely. Then it says lo yibon and mashma you can't build up buildings, but to make pradesis you could. So it should have been, of course, everybody allowed to build it. But here you do not make a klal prat because the klal is with an essay and the prat is with a lav. You do not dana for klal prat, but rather everything is awesome. That was the mar ister rabavin. The Rabbi Kiva holds from Rabavin, therefore he did not make a klal prat. Or mar lester, no, not Rabbi Kiva. Tanakama holds like Rabavin, that he did not make a klal prat, therefore has to stay as desolate loylam. Or mar lester Rabavin, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabavin, that you do make it for klal prat. Therefore, the klal prat is only you can't rebuild the city, but to make it into pardesos or ganit dinos, that's mitzvah. Most of love, that's not the pshat of the Eloi. The kula yao mitzvah the Rabavin, everybody holds like Rabavin. Myself, it also says, to not rebuild it again. Lagamri mashma. Rabbi Yosef really holds it means lagamri. Layibun oid means it can never be rebuilt at all, completely. Well, myself, Rabbi Kiva holds no. Oid means lakamosh oisa. You can't rebuild it to where the city was before. You can't make a binyan back. But to make something new just to make dinos or padesos, that's mutta in yonidachas. That's machlikas. Then it says, Eina nivnes elanasi ganos or padesos. Torabon. How you boy lonest if you had trees in the city? Solution: if they were cut down already, asurim they also you have to burn them. Mechubor if they're still growing, mutarim. Then it's you're not burned. You leave it. Shila acheres, but if it belonged to a different city, then solution by mechubor masa. Then it is burnt. Moses, my year acheres. What do you mean from another city it's burnt? Like if it belongs to people in another city, it's not burnt at all. So what's going on here? The chosim of other cities are not burnt. So it must mean a special city. Amalchiz the Yes Yerichai means Yerichai. When the Torah says to burn down Yerichai, there it means even standing trees that are growing, still there's a mitzvah to cut it down and burn it. Whereas a regular year in Idachas, we only destroy cut down wood. Like we have it for a tikpai spesarafta, if you gather it, but not burn, not knock it down. It said, Udashim by in Yeshua, the Pasad Yerichai, Vayisir, Cherim Lashem, Vayish by Yeshua, Beisi Lemer, Oroish, Lefne Hashem, Asha Yokum of Bones Yerzois. Curse is the person who rebuilt Yerichai. As Yerichai, the Bechor Yisabenu, whoever does rebuild it, because Bechor will die when he makes the foundation of the city, or the Tzira Yotzib Lasser, when he finishes making the gates of the city, his youngest son will die. So here we darshan, even the trees that are standing is burnt. Tanya, Lo Yerichai al Shem Yeracheres, Lo Yeracheres al Shem Yerichai. You're not going to rebuild up Yerichai even with another name, or any other city you can't rebuild with the name Yerichai. Even if you build another city, but you give it a name Yerichai, it's also in this klala that your children will die. For being a proof, the Sibbet says, "Von Chiel Chiel built Beis Eli, the Chiel from the place Beis Eli, as Yerichai, he built Yerichai, and this was not in the place Yerichai, he built another city, he just called it Yerichai." And so it says there, "Ba'abiram of Bechor Yistah, his Bechor Abiram died when he made the foundation, or this proof, Tzira, Hitzav Laser, his youngest son, Seguv, died when he made the doors. So there's a proof. Any other city, if you called Yerichai, unless you have this curse. Tanya we learned, Ba'abiram Bechoroi, Rosha Lehoya. He wasn't a Rosha. But Hoya Lumoid, Ba'abiram Bechoroi, he wasn't a Rosha yet. Ba'abiram Bechoroi, Rosh Lehoya. What does Rashi say here? Baviram Bechor, what Rosh? Right. Laher, he didn't have to learn yet. He didn't realize it yet. But his good Tzirai with his youngest one, that he should have learned. Now, Baviram Bechor, my Yavid, what did they do? Holikama, Baviram Bechor heard a limit. Leyoisei Rosh, this good Tzirai, that he should have learned that from his oldest son when he died, he should have realized that the curse is going to be upon him, and he should have stopped building the city. But Chiel was a Rosha, continued building it until even his youngest son was killed. I know that. It says only two sons. So it says his Bechor was a Biram. I know the youngest was Seguv. There it says, my time learned Seguv. Sirot Malamid. Shoyim Mekar Bevehelech Me'abiram at Seguv. No, he had many other children also. It just means the old, as he was building up the city, they all died out. And by the end of the city, by putting up the gates, that's when his youngest one died. Achav, the Gemara says, Shoshvin Hevi. It was his good friend. Achav was Chiel's good friend. Os Iyo V'Eliyo, Limshol, that Eliyahu Navi and Achav came to be Menachem Ovol Achil. He was sitting in Shiva for his son. He came to Menachem Ovol. Yosef Akoma. So Achav went up there and started to speak. It was Eliyahu Dilma ki melech Yeshua. Maybe when Yeshua gave the curse, Hachilah, he gave the curse like this. La Yericha Hashem Yericha, La Yericha Hashem Yericha. It was explained to him what happened here. That was the curse of Yericha, that you cannot build up another city with the name of Yericha. Is Omale Eliyahu, this is what Achav said. Eliyahu answered back, Omale Eliyahu in, yes, it's true. Omale. So Achav said back, no. Hashta Letusa de Moshe. Like from the Kan Maduch, the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu did not come true. It says in the Torah, the Sarat in the Baratam, it says in Shema, if you go off and worship over the Zoroch, it says, V'chorach Hashem V'chem V'yotzer V'shemayim, he'll stop the rain. For Yehu Gavra, and it will soon say at that time the rain did not stop. Adarabba, there was so much rain there by Achav's time that they did not use the Avodah Zorah, it was too rainy. So you see the curse of Moshe didn't come true. Vehu Gavra, Achav, Ukim, Le Avodah Zorah. He put up Avodah Zorah's Al-Kotil and Matilam, an old rose. V'lo Shovik, Le Mitra, Le Mezel. And the rain was so rainy there, it did not let them go and worship the Avodah Zorah. The rain stopped them from going on the streets. So you see, the curse of Moshe was on Mekayim. If so, Litusa the Yeshua Talmidim Mekayimah, are you afraid that the curse of Talmud Yeshua will come true? That's what Achav said back to Eliyahu. So Miyad, right away, Eliyahu got very angry. Vayomer Eliyahu Atishpi Mitushpi Hagiladi Chai Hashem Lekei Yisrael. And he had Talamot. They can make a shua right away, Hashem, and give me a shua that there'll be no rain. He wants to show Achav, you Russia, that the rain will stop. What happened? Boy Rachman, at that time, Eliyahu Navi, davened to Hashem, for Hovalei Akhlidi the Matra. He asked Hashem, give me the key to rain. He wanted the power of rain to be in Eliyahu Navi's hands. To come to Yosef, he got up. But Yehidva Hashem Elov Lemar, Lech Mizah Panis Lecha Kedmah V'Nistarata B'Nachal Kris, Hard B'Nachal Kris, V'Orvim Neviim Lechem, it says the ravens brought him Lechem, Abosam Avoykem, brought him food in the morning. Mech, where the birds bring him? Or Rav Yudah, or Rav, Meveitavcha the Achav, from Achav, because Elio told him there'll be no rain, and that's what happened, the rain stopped. So Achav got very angry, he had to run away from Achav. So the birds brought him food to eat. So Akor Ponim, Elio was Poyo, that the rain stopped. This to show Achav the klal of Moshe's Mekuyim. Vayi miketz yom came then a few days. Vayi v'shanachav. Right. The Mar in Chum talks about this. Yeah. How do you see it there? Yeah, that's the Sugan of Chum. Mar talks about it, right. Mar says they're able to see. No, he was able. Mar says he saw. He saw Klal the bird taken from there to bring it here. It was made there for them. Right, a cold part of Saint Paul said, "Vim the case Yom Viya, Vim is a slave. Vim the case of Yom Viya, and let them. Vayiva Shanachal ki loyhoye geshen boris. Kiv when the cause be katar biyama. Once Hashem saw that Eliyahu took over the rain, he didn't give any rain. He made a lot of tsar in the world. Ksiv it says, Vidav Hashem and Avlemo. Kum lech sofosa, come to sfosa. Ksiv yachad var melam chola ben isha balas abayis." That what happened, that now the Chola Ben Isha, the boy that he was, he died, who was becoming very sick. Now, boy Rachme Lemeisen Leik, leader the Tchias Amesim. Eliyahu now davened to Hashem, please give me the key, the Tchias Amesim. He wanted to bring the child alive again. Amle Hashem said to Eliyahu, listen, Sholosh Matevla Lenusul Shliach. There are three keys that stays by Hashem, no Shliach has. Shal Chai of giving birth, Shal Gisham of rain, Shal Tchias Amesim. So now, I gave you already the key of Geshem. You want the key of Chias Meisim also, Yom, people say, Shtayim Bia Talmud. You, Eliyahu Anavi, have two keys. The Achas Bia the Rav, and Hashem only has one key, that can't be. So what he said is, I see Hova Shokolai, Eliyahu, so I'll make a trade with you, Hashem. I'll give you back the key to the rain, do what you want now with the rain, but give me the key to Chias Meisim. The Sibit says, Leich Herel Achav, V'yetunah Motor. That go to Achav and yet the Motim means Hashem will give the rain now. Not Eliyahu anymore, but Hashem gave the rain. But Eliyahu got the key to Tchias HaMeisim and he was Mechaya Meisim then. Doreshu Galila Kaimad Rechizda. A certain Galila dashed in front of Rechizda. Moshul, what's the Moshul of Eliyahu? Loma Dabadayna. Legar with the person, the Tarkid, the Galila. He took the key to the palace. The Abdullah Mestechot. And he lost the key. Rashi said, Turkey Glia, Shisosum Shar Shaloi, he made a gate around his city, but he lost the Mafteach, he lost the Eliyahu. Yeah. He took the Mafteach of Gishomim, but at the end he lost it. At the end he had to give it back to Hashem, he lost the key.
Dorosh Rabbi Yosi b'Tzipori. Ab Elio. Rashi Ab Elio means Elio. Another Chaviv of the Godim, about great Elio. He dashin kaftan heavy. He was a person of anger. Rashi says.